Roman Britain. The Roman conquest of Britain began roughly in the year 55 before Christ with the invasion of Julius Caesar. However, Britain was not actually occupied by the Romans until much later, from AD 43, under the reign of Emperor Claudius, AD 41-54. With their Latin heritage, the Romans introduced a literate culture into Britain for the first time in its history. The Latin language and civilization became part of the structure of British society. Moreover, the Romans built roads, fortifications, baths, amphitheatres and towns, where they settled and from which they administered the rural Celtic population. Later, the Romanized Britain themselves became the provincial administrators of Roman laws and taxes. Roman towns had running water and the houses had a drainage system, heating devices and water supply. The floors were paved in mosaic and the walls were painted stucco, all as found in their Italian counterparts. Many modern town names, such as Manchester or Winchester, still carry traces of the Romans, being formed with the suffix Chester, walled town, which derives from the Latin castra, meaning military camp. Indeed, many Roman towns were initially army camps and later developed into permanent settlements. Though at the beginning there was considerable resistance, most noticeably from the warrior queen Boadicea, the widow of a Celtic chief, much of the Celtic population adapted to Roman ways quite happily, while educated Romans were fascinated by aspects of Celtic religion. Roman Britain, like the Roman Empire itself, was in fact an extremely polytheistic society, and Roman and Celtic gods were often fused into a single entity. In Britain, the economic system of the early Roman Empire, based on a money economy and trade, had been fully accepted. Culturally, Roman fashions were dominant, and classical art and decoration widely adopted. Wealthy Britons were encouraged to build houses, baths, and places of public assembly, and adopted the opulent lifestyles of the Romans. As the Roman historian Tacitus remarked, in their inexperience, the Britons called it civilization, when it was really all part of their servitude. Yet, the Roman advance was halted just south of what is now the border between England and Scotland. The Caledonians, as the Romans called the fierce inhabitants of Scotland, refused to be colonized, and eventually Emperor Hadrian decided to build a wall to keep the northern raiders out of Roman Britain. Hadrian was one of the few Roman emperors to renounce the policy of unlimited imperial expansion, preferring to settle for a smaller territorial base that could be governed and protected effectively. It is still possible to walk around the ruins of Hadrian's Wall, which stretch from Maryport in the West Cumbria to Wallsend near Newcastle in the northeast of England. Under the late Roman Empire, Christianity was further introduced into parts of Celtic Britain. But by the end of the 4th century, the Roman Empire had begun to fall apart, and in AD 409, the Emperor Honorius was forced to pull his Roman legions out of Britain to defend Rome against attacks from the Visigoths. By AD 410, Britain was left to defend itself from the new invaders on its own. Although much of the civilization that the Romans introduced into Britain was afterwards cancelled by subsequent invaders, certain aspects such as the procedure for the division and distribution of land have remained.